You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. Welcome to Natural Health Radio and the Nature Connections Show. My name is Sarah Turner. I hope you've all had a great Christmas and New Year and are enjoying this time of deep winter rest to actually recharge your batteries and find pleasure and joy again in the ordinary, the everyday things of life before the big machine of work starts back up again. So as you listen to the show, New Year has already happened, and so our guest today is very, very timely, so, and I'm delighted to welcome Melanie Bundock to Nature Connections, and Melanie's going to share with us all about goal setting and is going to be leading you through a beautiful goal setting visualization. Melanie is a personal development coach and an EFT practitioner. So welcome to Nature Connections, Melanie.
Hello, Sarah. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. It's exciting to have you here, and I'm particularly delighted that you're going to share with us how we can, in fact, set goals and tools to actually help us through all of this. So I know, looking at your website, one of your the things that you embed very deeply into what you do is dream it, tap it, and do it. So can you talk us a little bit through your beliefs there?
Yes, absolutely. Well, I've been a holistic health practitioner for seven years now, and having dealt with clients on a broad spectrum of problems, I found that emotions were actually the big thing that often got in the way of people achieving their health goals and their personal goals in their life. And when EFT came into my life, again, that's probably about 5 years ago now, I really found that was the missing piece in helping people to overcome these blocks that were preventing them from living their best lives. So for me, yes, it's very important to have the end goal in sight, but very often when the thoughts come in that tell us why we can't achieve these goals, what EFT or emotional freedom technique does is comes in and clear those beliefs, and therefore clearing the path in order to help us achieve the goals and the dreams that we want to achieve.
And how did this how did EFT come into your life? How did it really help you?
Well, EFT is just one of these amazing things. The thing is, when you talk about it, it actually sounds a bit too good to be true. It can literally help with emotional and physical problems, and certainly anything where there is an emotion attached. It first actually came to me to help me clear hay fever symptoms, which again, it's a bit bonkers really, how an energetic healing modality can help with something as physical as sneezing, itching eyes, and even kind of pains. But as soon as kind of you set the intention and you tap and you talk and you clear, it's amazing can happen. So that's how EFT came into my life, just actually finding something to manage manage my hay fever. But then as I studied it more and then became a practitioner myself, I've since discovered that actually can be used for a huge array of things, in creating your vision board, which is something that I like to do at the start of every new year. When you actually look at your vision board and think, actually, am I actually going to achieve that? Is that really possible? These doubts creep in, but then using EFT can help clear those limiting beliefs. So an example of a limiting belief might be, it's never going to happen. So it's, you know, disbelief that your goal or vision can come true. And then you can then just actually tap on those beliefs. So one of the phrases would be, even though I don't think this is ever going to happen, I choose to believe that this is my reality and this is all coming towards me. So it's just flipping a belief into a negative belief into a positive belief. So that's just a very basic example of how I would use EFT.
It sounds like as if what you're actually offering, and what I love about most of us who are engaged in the healing world, all of this has come through our own journeys, and we all start with visions, and then we find things that limit us, and then we find tools that help us move through that. And as we do that, we can then offer that out to others. And it sounds very much as if your own life journey has really enabled you to bring together a whole set of tools that can take us all the way through.
Yes, definitely. And also being a mum to two small children as well, that brings with it daily challenges and stresses. And it's just a way to acknowledge that rather than be stressed and be annoyed, that actually I can do something about it through tapping, and again through, you know, visualization, just actually visualizing the intended outcome and focusing on that. So every day really is a goal setting exercise. You know, wake up in the morning, what is my intention for today? And sometimes I may tap with that intention, or other times I may just let the visualization for the intention just be, and that's it, that's my intention for the day.
Yes, it sounds very powerful. So let's talk about goal setting and what that means in its biggest sense, but also, as you've just said, breaking it down into very small manageable chunks of maybe daily goal setting. So as this show is going out at the beginning of New Year, tell us about, I know you're going to lead us through a goal setting visualization later on, but let's start at the beginning. Tell us about the art of goal setting.
Well, a quote from Tony Robbins, he said that actually setting goals is the first step in turning the invisible to the visible. Anything we look upon, you know, big things and through history, big inventions, they all started off as an idea in somebody's head, a thought, an intention, and then a visualization. So again, with the light bulb, the television, they started off as an idea in somebody's head, but then it was then broken down into steps. And steps were then taken in order for that goal, these marvelous creations, to come into existence. So there is nothing that can be created, whether it's something we want in our own lives, whether it's something we want to do, be, or have, that we cannot do this without setting a goal first. Otherwise, it's just wishful thinking, it's daydreaming. It's so important to have that end goal in sight, to be really focused and be specific on what it is that you want. It could be a health goal, it could be a health challenge that you want to overcome. So this could be, you know, weight loss. And again, New Year, lots of people are starting diets and, you know, have a goal in mind. Or it could be a new habit, or something you actually want to do. You know, it could be like, actually, I want to run a marathon. Again, you can't just go and do a marathon. You have a goal. You can visualize yourself running that marathon, or visualize yourself writing a book even. You have to have that end goal in sight first, and then work backwards.
Tell us a little bit about the power of visualization and how important that is.
Well, visualization, I think, is the key to making your dreams and your goals come true. Because when we have that image in our mind, it creates feelings as well, really powerful emotions. So not only is it important to have that goal, I think it's important to actually just, you know, close your eyes and actually step into that vision, step into the feelings that you create once that goal has taken place. So, because feelings, what they do is they actually, they bring our visions to life, and our subconscious doesn't actually know the difference between what it is we're visualizing and reality, because it can stir up those feelings within us of excitement. You know, they can get our heart racing, they can make us feel nervous or excited or even a bit scared. And these are the feelings that are going to bring your dreams to life. So that's why it's so important to visualize, because your mind thinks it's real, thinks it's actually already happening, and we then send out those signals to the universe that actually bring those goals closer to us just by those very feelings, those very those things, those magical things that we're sending out to the universe bring our goals to life.
So I think I'm sensing that everybody listening to us right now is really got that. And I love what you said there, feelings bring our visions to life. It's important, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes,
we all,
absolutely.
We are feeling beings. It's the nature of who we are. And whoever we are listening right now, everybody has those feelings. So to actually sense the power in that is amazing. We can literally change everything.
Yes, yes, absolutely. It can, because we forget how important our feelings are, really. If we're sending out feelings of, oh, do you know what, that's never going to happen, I'm never going to achieve that goal, I can't possibly do that, I'm too old, I'm this, I'm that and the other, then it's not going to happen. However, if we visualize, we get excited, and we really, really believe, that's another key thing, I think, just having that belief it's going to happen, then it will.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I know another thing that you are very passionate about is the, as we set goals, especially at this time of year, because there's a huge mass consciousness to make it work at this time of year, isn't there? And how many of us actually when we do set goals on January the 1st, it's very common for people, you know, come January the 7th, for those goals to have disappeared. So I know that the art of self-kindness is also very important to you. So can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yes, well, let's face it, I think especially in the Northern Hemisphere, we are in the midst of, well, in the depths of winter. It's cold, the evenings are still quite, the days are short, and it's dark, and it's wintry, and the majority of the nature kingdom has gone to sleep at this time of year. Animals hibernate, there's no leaves on the trees, seeds are lying dormant, and it's actually really seasonally a time of deep rest and recuperation. So I think it's also, I think it's important that we are actually quite kind to ourselves when we go about setting our goals, particularly at this time of year, that, you know, quite often we go gung-ho into dieting, right, I'm going to start exercising. But actually what our bodies kind of need at this time is to prepare and to reflect. And I think before we can set any goals for ourselves, actually we need to have a think, what do I need to let go of first? What perhaps happened last year that I, you know, would like to let go of? What do I not want to repeat again this year? Who do I need to forgive? What can I declutter from my life? This could be physical clutter at home, you know, after Christmas, quite often our homes are a bit of a mess still. You know, we've got decorations up, and I'm not saying decorations are a mess, but you know what I mean. Things just feel a bit cluttered still. There's presents lying around. There's clutter. And I think actually this is a really good time to prepare ourselves, do some tidying up. I'm taking my own advice here as well, by the way. and do some tidying up, do some clearing, do some cleansing, clear out all that food from the fridge that we thought we might still be wanting to eat, clear out the cupboards, and you know, let's just give our homes the energy and the space, and our minds the energy and the space to make way for all the wonderful things we want to draw in for the new year. So I think that's the first thing we need to do during this time of rest and reflection. Actually use that as a cleansing and healing time as well, to prepare ourselves for the goals and the intentions that we wish to set for the new year.
Yeah, that's great advice. And I think as well, I know we spoke a little bit about this as we were talking about the interview, is that we can actually practice this art of self-kindness at any time, can't we? And that it's possible to, if we slip a little bit in our goals, but at literally at any time, any day, we can begin again.
Absolutely. Every morning we wake up, there is an opportunity to start again. We don't need to wait till 1st January 2016. We can do it whenever we're listening to this. You know, any time of year, every single day is an opportunity to set a new goal, to dream a new dream, and to let go. We can do this at any time.
Yes, the forgiveness aspect is so important, isn't it? Because I think it's what stops people so often, isn't it? That we get to, you know, a week into January and we haven't kept up the goal that we set, and, you know, the sabotage sets in. And so if we can just bring in that kindness and
Definitely. And self-forgiveness as well. You know, forgive ourselves for the times we've slipped up, and the times that things haven't gone, or, you know, perhaps you ate that chocolate when you swore that you weren't going to eat it. It doesn't matter. Just forgive yourself.
I think it's often a missing part of the whole consciousness around setting goals at this time of year. Now, I know that you spoke a little bit earlier about the power of visualization, and in a very powerful way as well. And I know that you have yourself a very empowering story, real, true life story of yours to share around how you visualized a dream of yours coming into being. And I was wondering if you could share it with us.
Oh, I'd love to. Thank you. Yes, well, as a holistic practitioner, I often begin my with a guided visualization for my clients, a guided meditation, and just to incorporate affirmations as well, and I tailor each one to every client's individual needs. And one particular client said to me, oh, you know, I'd love to be able to take that home with me, you know, why don't you make a CD? And my initial thought was, oh, that would be ridiculous. How on earth do you make a CD? She said, yeah, you could get it onto iTunes. I was like, yeah, how do you do that? You know, that must be really expensive. So I literally kind of thought, no, I can never do that. So I didn't do anything about it. Anyway, she came to me a month or so later and she said it again. Oh, you know, I'd love to hear this guided meditation. You know, why don't I record it on my phone? And anyway, she never actually got around to doing that. But it did get me thinking, maybe I could do a CD, maybe I could get this recorded. So it was probably just over a year ago, I then made a decision. I set the intention, okay, I'm going to make a CD. How do I do this? But I actually had no idea how to do this. But a funny thing happened. I actually then started to visualize having a CD that was a physical CD in my hands. I imagined it being on iTunes and it being available as downloads. And I actually made the decision, and I set the goal for myself that I'm going to create a CD. So I made a vision board for my CD, just, you know, images and just some doodlings I had about how I thought it might look. An image of the iTunes logo also went on my vision board. And then I actually then, funny thing happened, you know, people started to come into my life that made the process really, really easy. I met an old school friend who I hadn't seen for quite some time, and her dad was in the music industry. He had a recording studio in his back garden, and he said, yes, of course, I'd love to help you. And the whole process was very, very easy. It just came about. Something that I initially thought would be really hard, impossible even. I thought, oh, it's a bit impossible. Once I set the goal and made the decision, everything flowed very easily. Then I then thought, well, what about the artwork of the CD? That's going to be really hard. So it's going to cost a fortune to get a graphic designer. But then my friend's dad, who did the recordings for me, it turned out his youngest daughter was studying graphic design at university, and you know, she wanted to help out as the project for herself. So she designed the album cover for me, logo, and everything just came together easily. Then I thought, well, what about getting it on iTunes? And again, my friend, he's going to do that for you. And literally a couple of hours it took to upload it all. And the next day, within 24 hours, I got an email from iTunes to say, your CD is successfully uploaded to iTunes and it's ready for download. And I had to actually stop and reflect upon it all and think how easy that all was. Once I kind of set that goal for myself, that was what I wanted to do, how literally people were falling over themselves to help me in order to make it happen. I'd made the decision it was going to be easy, and it was easy. And I think once you set that goal for yourself or see that vision for yourself, the universe will just work its magic and your goals will be brought to life.
Lovely, lovely story. It's exciting, isn't it? And it's so important for us to hear. You know, it's so important to hear the successes and how easy that was for you.
Yes, yes, it was. And again, I used a bit of EFT along the way when the doubts crept in, or if I felt a bit stuck with the process. Again, EFT just helped me along the path as well. Just almost kind of smoothing the road for me and clearing out obstacles out of my path. So that's what EFT did for me. It made the path a lot clearer.
And how can, if people are listening, because it's a facility that we all have to dream, we all know how to do that, we can all visualize things, we may be less successful at it in terms of our own experiences, but something that we all have, how can somebody who's listening who wants to use EFT, how can they find out how to do that?
Well, you can contact me via my website, which is Melanie, M-E-L-A-N-I-E, at melaniebundock.com, and Bundock is B-U-N-D-O-C-K, so it's Melanie at melaniebundock.com. So I would be more than happy to speak to people about it. I do actually have some YouTube videos. Now this is under my Therap Healing channel, which is another business name I have. That's Therap Healing, T-H-E-R-A-P, and Healing. So if you go to YouTube and search for Therap Healing, there are several YouTube videos I've made, including an introduction to EFT and some simple videos on how you can actually use it. One for clearing headaches, overcoming procrastinations, there's a couple of others as well, so that's the easiest way, to have a look at my YouTube videos. That will give you that you can literally start using it straight away, because I tell you how to do it.
So you actually take people through a tapping process, do you?
I do, yes. And I go through the points. Yeah, so yes, there's plenty of resources on the internet, but yeah, I actually talk you through through it and just show you different ways that tapping can be used as well.
And if people are interested in your visualization CD, tell everybody how they can find out about that.
You can either purchase, if you prefer a physical CD, you can purchase it via my website, again, melaniebondoc.com, or most people these days they prefer to actually download it. You can download it through iTunes. So if you just search for Melanie Bondoc on iTunes, you will find me straight away. And the CD itself is called Meditations and Affirmations for Life and Living. There are 7 tracks in total, which we have a blissful start. So, wonderful start to the day. Health and healing. We have a blissful night's sleep, and we have other wonderful tracks as well, which actually just help you for different aspects of your life when you need a bit of a boost, we need to wind down and relax. There's a track for everything.
That's so exciting, Melanie, that you've done that. Well done. How does it feel?
Thank you.
To have your products available like this?
It feels a bit strange, actually. I still can't quite believe it, that I've created a CD, and there's a part of me that thinks, oh, other people do this sort of thing, not me. But it just goes to show that actually, when you do have a goal in sight, and I think it's such a shame that so many people have so many goals and dreams buried deep within them that they just never bring to life because they don't feel as if they can do it, or they're not good enough, or for whatever reason. But actually, it is within us all to go out there and do what we need to do, or do what we want to do. You know, it's there for all of us.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations again, and thank you very much for sharing your own story today, and for sharing some of the techniques that we can all use. I encourage everybody to go and have a look at your website to find out about other things that you're doing, including some workshops coming up for the new year. And I know you're also now going to lead us through a goal setting visualization. So is there anything that you'd like to share with people so that they can prepare themselves?
Well, this is just a short meditation, but it's kind of interactive as well, where it does require you to do a bit of thinking. But beforehand, if you could get yourself some pen, get a pen and some paper, you'll need this afterwards, because I will then be asking you to write down your goals and insights. Basically, this meditation is just designed to help you unlock any kind of goals or dreams that you may have had hidden or buried away for many, many years. And it's just designed to help unlock those dreams. So at the end of it, you can put pen to paper, and perhaps that will give you some insights on things that you would like to do this year, or some goals, some, you know, real, real juicy goals.
Excellent. And obviously, if anybody's listening while driving, then obviously, your first and foremost goal is to take care of yourself while driving, and you can always come back to this interview as a podcast later if you're listening live and actually do the deeper work that Melanie is talking about. So again, thank you very, very much for chatting with us, Melanie. It's been a real pleasure to tap into your energy, no pun intended there, and to hear about the lovely work that you do. And I'd like to invite you now to lead everybody through this visualization.
Okay, thank you. Right, so let's begin. Firstly, mentally repeat after me. I am now setting the intention that I will get exactly what I need from this goal setting activity. It is safe for me to set goals that I will accomplish, and I trust in the knowledge that these goals are a part of my life purpose. I enter into this meditation with an open heart and I surround this playful activity with love and light. So sitting comfortably with your back straight, either in a chair or cross-legged on the floor, close your eyes, breathe slowly and deeply. Be aware of your breathing throughout this exercise. And I will now count down from 10 to 1. And with each count, feel yourself becoming more and more relaxed. So 10, 9, let your head and shoulders relax. 8, 7, let your torso relax. 6, 5, let your arms relax. 4, 3, let your legs relax. 2, 1, relax all the way down to your toes. Imagine that there is a long cord attached to the base of your spine, extending right down through the earth, deep, deep down into the earth. Imagine that they're like the roots of a tree growing deep into the ground. And this is your grounding cord. And now imagine that the energy of the earth is flowing up through this cord, flowing up through all the parts of your body and out through the top of your head. Now imagine that the energy of the cosmos is flowing in through the top of your head. So feel this energy flowing from the top of your head through your body and down into the cord, deep into the earth. And now feel it flowing back up through the earth, up the grounding cord, and back up through the top of your head. Feel these flowing in different directions and mixing harmoniously in your body. This meditation keeps you balanced between the cosmic, universal energy of vision, fantasy, and imagination, and the stable, earthy energy of the physical plane. A balance that will increase your sense of well-being and your power of manifestation. In this grounded state you are currently in, yet at the same time having direct connection with the cosmos, let go of your mind and connect with your heart. Follow the steady rhythm of your breath. Now imagine your heart filling up with light. Slowly step into this light. As you enter this light, imagine walking up to a door. This is the door to the palace of possibilities. The door to your innermost dreams and desires. These dreams and desires have always been here, probably since childhood and adolescence. You have forgotten many of these dreams and desires, and now is the time to rediscover them. This palace of possibilities is sectioned according to different areas of your life, your family and your relationships, your work, your career and finances, your health, your body and your well-being, your home life, your spiritual life, your social life, how you have fun, things you would love to learn, the places you wish to travel to, the experiences you would like to have, and the people you would like to meet. Don't let your inner critic censor any of this. If you hear any doubtful voices, Don't give it any power by paying attention to it. You are in a playful state of fantasy and anything is allowed. I'm going to leave you in this playful dream world for a few moments. You may wish to pause at this point so that you can really go into your fantasy world of what it is you really desire. In this world of infinite possibilities, you can have, do, or be anything you want. Remember, what our minds can believe, we can achieve. I now want you to slowly come back to full awareness. Be aware of the excitement you are feeling. And I will now count back from 10 to 1. And as I do, feel yourself becoming more and more aware of your surroundings. So 10, 9, 8, wiggle your fingers and toes, 7, 6, 5, becoming more present, 4, 3, 2, and 1. I now want you to just stay in this playful meditative state, but open your eyes and start to brainstorm any and all of the goals and dreams that came to you, big or small. Write everything down, and as more ideas come, write those down too. So allow yourself as much time as you need to just write. Write from your flow of consciousness and don't censor any of it. You should have yourself a really nice long list. And the next step is for you to define your dreams and desires. Go through everything you've written down and highlight the ones that really jump out and are really exciting. Decide whether they are long-term goals, 5 years or so, or short-term goals, 1 year or less. And pick one or two of these, as it's essential to hone your focus. And now write down these goals. It is essential to write down the goal in the positive sense and in the present tense, as if it is already. If possible, begin with I am. So for example, it could be, I am regularly earning X amount per month or more. I am living in a 5-bedroom detached house. I am X stone or kilograms, whatever ideal weight you wish to be. I am visiting the Maldives and staying in a 5-star all-inclusive hotel. Don't begin your phrases with I want, as this is highlighting the lack of whatever it is that you want. And the message that then will come back will be one of lack. So write in the present tense, starting with I am. And now you have identified your goals, it's time to take action. Either by way of a vision board, you can find images that match your goal, or perhaps make a journal for your goal. Work backwards in the time frame that you've given yourself with actionable everyday steps. And it is now your job to make your goals and dreams come true. You have planted the seeds, and like a seed that has been planted, it needs nourishing every day. So please remember that whatever our minds can believe, we can achieve. Thank you for listening.
You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature.